seem to be any substantive change in the exports. But this bank tightening, as part of our program, has had at least a psychological effect during the first few weeks of the program, because the banks were overcommitted beyond the 105%, so they've taken a little turnaround time. But I think they understand the situation now, but it's something we are going to have to watch very closely.
Well, I want to put every mission and every airplane I can at your disposal and get the most attractive salesman you got in the world out on this. Now, you need to take that pretty wife of yours and about 8 or 10 good business couples that are sharp, or get one of these 707s and take a week off to go and do it as soon as you get your Congress going.
And my two undersecretaries.
Yeah, well, now, on that, we got your USA man, your travel man. What's his name? I okayed that last night.
Kimmelman?
Yeah.
Good.
So that's out. I'm afraid to discuss this with anybody else, but I'm afraid that Nick has got an impossible situation over there with the goddamn maritime unions, and they're a bunch of thugs, and I doubt anybody will ever be able to do that job. But if he does, I guess that he's pretty well cut up on it. I thought he might be a good man for FAA if we could get the big management job out of there, the supersonic, let you and maybe Bob McNamara try to watch over that under the Undersecretary of Transportation, and you all get along some way. Defense has got all these plans and all this management on all airplanes and everything else, but he won't have anything to do. He wants to get away from this one.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I want to use that experience and that know-how, and I don't see why nephew won't help the uncle. And if you're going to be the uncle, I don't know why if the nephew's had a lot of courtroom experience, he won't come over and help. So it seems to me the wise thing to do, if it could, would be to get McNamara to go along and kind of abolish his outfit and take supersonic out of FAA if we could. The trouble is, we get into appropriations committee that may be unfriendly. Albert Thomas is friendly to it, and he's got a deal with Halliby that they're doing something together. I don't know what it is, but he'll give him any damned amount of the billion he wants. Now, I don't know whether your appropriations committee, Commerce, would be that good. I doubt it would. Who, Holland handle yours in the Senate?
In the Senate, it probably would go. The Commerce Committee, I think, would have more to say about it.
Well, the Commerce, but I'm talking about the appropriations.
Well, we'd first have to get through Rooney, and this would be very, very difficult.
Well, I'll tell you what you might do then. If you can work with Johnson, you might let him present the case to the FAA, which Thomas and Magnuson will go with without any difficulty. You and McNamara be his board that runs him and keeps him from getting in deep water.
Well, that might be a good solution, because I think his appropriations committee would be...
Oh, it's no question. They already committed. Our trouble is they want to force the billion on us right quick, and I'm afraid we're getting at it pretty late.
Well, I think that Bob McNamara has done a good job, actually, on the general management side of keeping it moving along through this research and development stage, and holding off on the construction of the prototype until we have all our ducks lined up. But I think we'll be reaching the point soon. But we could handle in Commerce the management of it, but I think it would be better to wait until the appropriations are set through FAA.
What you could do, you see, if you got Boyd over there,
he'd be a good man.
If we could exchange Nick, you and Boyd and McNamara.
Well, and Lloyd Cutler coming in as undersecretary, he's awful good on this kind of business negotiation and management.
I've been shoving Lloyd Cutler for CIA.
You have.
No, I say some people are around the government say he's bright, he's sensitive, he's practical, he's liberal.
He is, but he's needed as Undersecretary of Commerce. I really need him.
Well, all right. Who would you put in, who we got that could get this maritime scandal straightened out?
Well, there is a fellow by the name of Creasy, who used to be Assistant Secretary of Labor in the Truman administration. He has set up and managed a lot of trust funds involving the maritime unions. He's a lawyer. He's built up his own business in this very specialized professional field. He's very impressive, and I've sent the papers about him on over to John Macy just yesterday. I've talked with him, and he wanted the job of Undersecretary for Transportation. But I think in an emergency, if you asked him and if I asked him, he might take on this maritime job. Now, he comes originally from Texas, and he's been working in the New York area for the last 15 years. He's an excellent man.
Where from in Texas?
I don't remember, but John Macy has...
That doesn't show very good judgment. Anybody leaves Texas, go to New York's got strikes on.
Well, he came to Washington first.
What would you think about Nick? Now, I don't know him that well. Is he too immature to be FAA?
I think they might cut him up there. It's such an exposed position. I have great confidence in him as a person. He's very bright, very personable, and very able, and he's done a good management job within maritime. But I question his judgment on important policy matters, and that's why I pursued it with John Macy a bit. If this FAA job doesn't involve much policy making, but more on the operating and the administration side, I think he can handle it.
Well, he's got all these damn pilots after him all the time, and he's got all these airlines after him all the time, and he's got all these local communities about whether he's going to put the airport between Dallas and Fort Worth or in between or whatnot.
He'd handle that sort of problem very well, in my opinion.
Is he pretty immature?
Well, he's learned a lot in the last year. I wouldn't say he's pretty immature, no. I think that as a result of the experience he has gained maturity, and I think on a day-to-day operating type of problem, such as he'd get an FAA, I think he'd come through all right.
Have you got Roosevelt satisfied?
He seems to be, and he's quite enthusiastic about the UN possibility, so I think we're all set there.
Well, what do we haven't got anything for Williams, though, to get him out of there, have we? That's what's holding that, isn't it?
I guess so.
Now, give me your guess on your balance payments. Everybody tells me you're too optimistic.
Well,
you're not leaking these stories, Sylvia Porter, are you?
Well, I've talked to Sylvia. She's been awful nice.
She's really optimistic in the story on balance payment.
No, that's Doug's figure. I think that we are going to have a surplus in the second quarter, but the real pinch will come in the third and fourth because the things we're asking these corporations to do that will have long-term benefits will take a bite in the third and fourth quarters. But I think we're going to end up the year with a deficit under $1 billion, which will be an appreciable improvement. Now, the only thing that really worries me is this travel gap. And on that, I think we do have to get a program of public education and public cooperation because the travel gap last year was $1.6 billion out of the total deficit of $3 billion. Now, it could easily go up above $2 billion this year, and if it does, this is going to upset the good work we've done with industry and with the banks. So we have to get lodged on this See the USA program, and therefore I wish you would urge the Vice President to get that thing set up formally so that we can get it all under the same tent.
All right. Has he done anything on it?
Well, I think he's holding up. John Macy has a suggestion from him about the chairman, and I told John yesterday, as far as I was concerned, he looks pretty good, and if you can make that appointment, this will get the whole thing moving. He's from Minnesota. He's not too well known, but he seems to have a lot of experience in this field, but more importantly, he has the time to devote to it right now, and it's going to be almost a full-time, non-paid job for a while.
How does he work with the man we're naming with you?
Well, our program is to get foreigners to come to the United States, and they really are two separate programs, but they have to be coordinated, and we can achieve that coordination quite easily.
Any way we could get a foundation or somebody, some of your rich friends, to finance a trip around some of our own waterways or some of the off of Florida or some other place that would help on the travel problem.
Well, I think
and where you could invite, you and your wife could invite the governors and their wives to take this 4 or 5 days on a ship.
I think what Mrs. Johnson is going to be doing now, I think it's next week, will set the pace for this. And if we had a chairman of this working with the vice president, I think we could get the similar activities along those lines.
I think it, to get him and get some of these lines to make a special charter rate and have a 15 governors and their wives at special things, then get these governors out hustling to bring them into the state. Connally's bringing a bunch of people in now, and he's got Mexican governors coming into Texas, and he's got bluebonnet tours going, and he's increased his tourism 20-30%.
Oh, the potential is there. It just requires attention.
Well, I held up this Minnesota. I didn't see much traveling in Minnesota. I thought what you ought to have is an advertising, a travel man or hotel man or somebody from some of these ports, New York or someplace where they knew something about travel. This guy handled a truck line or something and was a politician in our campaign. But if you all think he's the man, I'll go on clear him today.
I think time is of the essence, and he can get all the professional help needed because they're all ready to go, but they need ahead of the program.
All right, we'll do that. Now, what other problems you got? How's your Appalachia doing? You having your governors in? You getting that coordinated right and getting it moving?
I am delinquent in that field.
Well, that's the biggest bill this administration's got, and I would find some way to get these governors in here. I think you ought to be out in front with them, have lunch with them, or have them meet at Hershey, Pennsylvania, or for a weekend with their wives or something like that. I think we ought to do more of that. Old man Hodges did a good deal with the governors, but I think that on this Appalachia thing, you've got Pennsylvania, and I'd call up Bill Scranton and say, why can't we have them up for a weekend and play golf? And you've got to get a little socializing with these damn governors. You've got to get them to help you, and we've got to make Appalachia a success. It's the only bill we've passed this year. And I just
Fine. Well, I work with John Sweeney. I do need my two undersecretaries, though, because I'm like a one-armed paper hanger at the moment.
Well, I'll see if we can get Williams out of there. If we can, I'm ready to go with Roosevelt, and I'm willing to... I won't... Don't you mention Boyd to a human being, because I had Boyd slated for FAA, and that's where he is at the moment. And if I, the only way I can transfer him over is to get these guys to take Nick. And I don't know whether Nick would do it. Do you have any idea how he'd feel about it?
No, I have no idea. I think he's committed to this program, but I think he must realize now that his program just isn't going to get off the ground.
What is he, too tough on him? Too much in the public interest?
No, I think that he tried to, as I expressed it to John Macy, he tried to drink the whole bottle of whiskey at once.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go too fast in something like this. If he had a phased-out program, and he kept most of it to himself, some of the early steps would have worked. And this is what we're doing now. We're trying to take off a bite at a time. He's got some good ideas, but the thing that he put up front was bound to kill it. First of all, he was going to have new ship construction be done in Japan in order to save money. Well, this upsets the balance of payments. It hurts our employment situation, and it becomes a ready target. And then he was going to eliminate the trade route so that there could be more competition. Well, this is good theoretically, but it's upsetting as hell the people who are already having so much labor trouble and everything else that they think they're going to lose their revenues at the other end, and they get pretty upset, and this is what's happened.
Have you got any great man in the drug industry besides yourself?
Well, Gene Beasley of Eli Lilly is a very capable man.
Would you mind asking him to give me some thoughts on what we might do in a health field, really launching an all-out health program where the government bought a lot of medicines or did whatever it could for Southeast Asia? I've got to have health and food out there, and I don't know what diseases they got. Do you? Why is it they die at 35, 40?
Oh, gosh, they've got everything. Starting off with malnutrition, then they have all the infectious diseases, and... you just go on from there.
Well, what can you do out there like you did with measles and where this little fellow's from last week is here?
Upper Volta.
Upper Volta. Did you all do that free?
Yeah, well, we got it started free. Well, this was our first mass.
Was it an aid program or what?
Well, we got aid in on it later after the initial test was successful. Well, we got actually the ATW and the aid people were in even on the first immunization by the people that they sent out there to help with it. But we provided the vaccine free. But then they have since bought some, and it's used out there. It's the most dramatic thing that's happened in Africa.
He told me that they never would take these mothers away from the United States. He was just all said, I might get mad at you, and I might quit you. But my wife wouldn't let me come home. And he just said it's the greatest thing happened. Now, I'm making a speech at Baltimore tonight, and I've got to have some political or diplomatic...